Life is filled with choices, and when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Wherever you get your podcast.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to Tech It Out. This is episode 335. Hope you're all doing great on this first weekend of March. We're dog-sitting for a family right now, a beautiful Bernese Mountain Dog named Mowgli. We love dog-sitting, especially as we're empty nesters with three kids back in college after being home last week. But as you can likely tell, my body doesn't exactly love it. Allergies are just so lovely. Can't breathe much through my nose, but it's so worth it, right? I mean, I love this dog. Decongestants don't seem to work for me either. As they say, the show must go on, so hopefully it won't be too annoying for you this hour. We do have three great guests that you will hear from more than me on this week's Tech It Out this hour. We'll kick things off with a company called Sensible Weather. That's kind of like travel insurance in that you get money back if you're vacationing and the weather isn't cooperating. And so we'll hear how this all works shortly. Then we talk on the show about the Signature T OLED television from LG. It's billed as the world's first transparent and wireless 4K OLED TV. Why would you want a transparent TV? What does wireless mean exactly? My guest from LG will explain. And finally, we'll catch up with Atmosfy. This is a popular social media app that lets you post and view 10-second videos of restaurants and other establishments. As a viewer, you know what the place is all about before you even book a reservation. So that's called Atmosfy, kind of like Atmosphere meets Spotify. All of this and more on an all-new Tech It Out, powered by Intel Core Ultra PCs, which I'll tell you more about shortly. But let's officially kick off this week's new show with our first interview. Called A Better Way to Protect Against the Weather, Sensible Weather is a climate risk technology company that says it gives peace of mind to travelers concerned about unpredictable weather ruining their travel plans. To tell us what the service is exactly, how it works, and who it's for, we're joined by Sensible Weather's CEO and co-founder, Nick Cavanaugh. Hi, Nick. Thanks for your time today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on the show.
Sure. So at a high level, what is Sensible Weather and how does it work?
So Sensible Weather is a weather and climate data software company. What we do is we process tons and tons of data around consumers' travel plans to offer a product that we call a weather guarantee. What the weather guarantee does is when you're in destination, whether that's you're skiing for a long weekend or you're in Hawaii, we process data in real time. And when the weather is less than ideal, we send you a text message with the opportunity to get a reimbursement for that day's daily rate.
All right. So weather guarantee, is it like an insurance policy of sorts?
It's similar, many similar characteristics. However, in many ways, it's very different. The key differentiating factor between weather guarantees and traditional insurance is there is no claims process. Behind the scenes, we're processing lots and lots of data around where you are, where you purchased your weather guarantee to know a priori when something has gone wrong, when Mother Nature hasn't cooperated. And so we trigger claims automatically. We actually send users a text message that says, hey, we know you're in Waikiki at this hotel. It's going to be a rainy day. Click here to get your reimbursement.
Yeah, I like that because I think the paperwork associated with filing a claim to an insurance policy that you may have already paid for is enough of an obstacle to just forget about it, right? You know, I remember with COVID and all that, it was like, you know, all the red tape to just get reimbursed or credited for a trip that we had to cancel. So I like that idea. All right. So with Hawaii in mind, walk us through how it works again, please. So let's say I book a family vacation to Maui in July. It's hurricane season. We arrive at the resort. Everything's fine that one day, but then things take a turn for the worse. What exactly happens and how do you come up with that rate that you are reimbursing your customers?
So when you're booking your trip and you're on your hotel's website or maybe an OTA where you're going to be booking that lodging.
And what's OTA? I'm sorry?
The online travel agent, Expedia or Booking.
Got it. Thank you for the clarification.
So you'll have selected the location, of course, the hotel that you're staying at, as well as the dates that you're going. That allows us to look at a lot of data around that trip and build a type of coverage, which will automatically reimburse if during the days that you're going to that hotel, you receive a certain amount of rain or it's, you know, hotter or colder than a certain temperature. All that is done dynamically. So at the time when you're booking your trip, we use that information to build you a product that is custom for you. You would then opt into that. It would be added on to the cart. Again, when you're booking through the hotel itself in your general booking path, and that product would be added onto your cart. When you're in destination, when you're there the morning of a rainy day, we're essentially checking real-time weather, radar, satellite, and forecasts. And if the day triggers policy, we send you a text message to say it's going to rain for 3 hours this afternoon. Your weather guarantee for the day is eligible for a reimbursement. Click here. Once you click a hyperlink, it would send you to our internal app we call Sunshine, and you'll see a couple of options how you can receive a payout.
Cool.
Venmo, PayPal, or ACH.
Just a couple drops of rain. That's not a big deal. But is it like a certain amount of time or a certain amount of rainfall, just to stick with your example?
Yeah, we orient our policies based on duration. So it's a certain amount of time. Found out early on that the amount of time that rains in a particular day is what actually impacts it, not how hard it rains.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah, so we orient our policies generally between 1 and 4 hours of rain would be where you're, you know, per day is where your trigger would be set. That trigger varies depending on time of year and location. So essentially the risk of it raining that much is contextual based on your vacation, and we build a policy for that context.
And I'm sure the premiums will vary accordingly as well, which we'll get to in a moment. One of our favorite places to travel is the Caribbean islands, and sometimes it rains every day for, you know, half an hour, it'll pour and then it's great. So I guess something like that is probably deemed acceptable with sensible weather. As a side note, Nick, can you talk to us about weather becoming less predictable these days? I mean, is it a fact? Is it science, or is it something that just seems like there's more storms and natural disasters than ever before?
When I think about predictability, I think about two things. One is how well can a weather forecast predict something? And the other side of predictability is how usual or unusual is this weather event within the context of general climate? What we've seen with climate change is we're seeing more and more unusual weather events, which is certainly one type of unpredictability. We are seeing, you know, for example, fewer hurricanes, but the ones that we have are stronger. They tend to go further north, for example. So certainly through that lens, we are seeing more and more unusual weather, and the patterns of weather are changing over time. While that's not a requirement for our business to be successful, it's certainly something that we're looking to protect against.
We are chatting with Nick Cavanaugh. He is the Chief Executive Officer and co-founder of Sensible Weather. That's also the name of the platform. We'll talk about how to get going in a moment. Is it a website? Is it an app? Both, when we wrap things up with Nick. But we're learning how this works, where it's almost like a travel insurance policy, so to speak, whereby you would pay a couple of dollars to ensure you're going to have some good weather on your trip that you've spent probably hundreds, if not thousands of dollars on. So makes a lot of sense. Without getting too technical, Nick, how does Sensible Weather build its platform? I think you said earlier you study models and all that. So is it based on historical data or predictive analysis or a bit of both?
Both, as well as real-time observations. So we built an entire climate data platform in-house. The reason we needed to build it in-house is in order to enable the type of scale that we see in consumer hospitality markets, offering, you know, tens of thousands of these quotes a minute is really what's required. And no data platform existed out there to fit that type of speed and scale. So we built everything in-house. We use both historical data, real-time observations, and forward-looking weather forecasts to understand the odds of various weather events at a certain place in a certain time of year, and then build the policy dynamically around that data.
Mm-hmm. And is there a percentage by which you can give us an example of like what a premium would look like?
So it varies by location as well as time of year, but generally speaking, weather guarantees fall between 5 and 10% of what you're spending, similar price to what traditional travel insurance costs, around 7%. That allows us to build a certain amount of coverage, which consumers find valuable. So we found that that's really the sweet spot where we can provide real value to a consumer such that they are actually getting reimbursed when bad things happen on their trips.
All right. So a $5,000 trip, about $250 to insure it against weather?
That'd be correct.
Okay, fair enough. And then it's bad just two out of those, say, 7 days. So you get back that day's worth out of the seven. You get maybe 2 days reimbursed. Is it the hotel part or flight, both?
So most of the time we're partnered with the hotels. So it would be the room rate. If you're booking a bundled vacation package, it's so-called average daily rate, which is take your $5,000 that you spent for the week, divide it by seven.
Got it.
Each day that your weather guarantee is met, you'd get 1/7 reimbursement for the entire trip. If it's a complete rain out, you get all $5,000 back.
Huh, wow. And I guess any pricey excursions that I may want to go on, can you augment the policy with that or no? That's just not included.
So we also partner with lots of activities providers. For example, partner with the PGA covering tee times. We partner with a number of ski resorts covering dated tickets.
Before we wrap up, Nick, are weather guarantees a relatively new thing?
So they're a relatively new thing. They stand separate from traditional travel insurance, as well as a new product, cancel for any reason insurance, which has popped up. What we're really trying to do is enhance the experience when you're in destination. We're oriented towards the trip where you don't want to cancel it. You're going on the trip. It's just not quite what you expected.
And you said the credits happen pretty quick. Should there be like one nasty day on your trip to Cancun, you're going to get reimbursed?
Same day. We think that's incredibly important. Put some money in your pocket on the day that is not quite so good. Does that change your mind about what you're doing? Can we make you have a better day than you otherwise would have by paying you back instantaneously?
And then finally, where can we learn more and how do we get going?
You can check out our website, www.sensibleweather.com. You can book weather guarantees exclusively through our merchant partners. We do not sell direct. So when you are booking your hotel, you will find it in the checkout flow.
All right. So with a partner hotel chain or resort, it would be an option when you check out to add a Sensible Weather Guarantee to it. It's your partner's website, the hotels and resorts and such.
That's correct.
Right. Hey, Nick, thanks so much for your time. SensibleWeather.com. Thanks again, Nick.
Thanks very much.
More Tech It Out coming right up after this short break.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized as it's analyzing your data. Plus, it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
To find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Don't believe the BS. The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. What's next for the Biden propaganda machine? Bidenomics went over like a lead balloon. Ahead of Biden's State of the Union address, he plans to address shrinkflation while blaming grocery store chains for gouging its customers. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out, powered by Intel. The Intel Core Ultra processor represents the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, adding generative AI capabilities to the laptop itself. This makes accessing your data more personalized, faster, and more secure than leveraging the cloud. Get immediate results by asking your computer something like, "Show me the email where I was promised a raise," or "Where are my wedding photos?" The AI PC is here, powered by Intel Core Ultra. More info is at intel.com/Core Ultra. That's intel.com/Core Ultra. And now for something completely different. That was the name of an early 1970s Monty Python movie, but it could also serve as a relevant introduction to our next topic. An upcoming TV from LG that's transparent and wireless. To explain, we're joined on the line by Jill Pereira, Senior Go-To Market Manager at LG Electronics. Hi, Jill. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having me back. It's great to be here, as always.
The listeners and I know that whenever you do stop by, you're going to be chatting with us about something pretty exciting, some new LG innovation. And coming out of the recent Consumer Electronics Show, or CES, in Las Vegas, I did get to see some pretty wild products at the LG booth, including the LG Signature OLED T that we're going to learn about with you right now. Let's dive right in. What makes this latest television so special? I think the T doesn't stand for television. I think it stands for something else.
Yeah, and you said it. So obviously, to your point, this is really an exclamation mark on 11 years being the world's number one OLED TV manufacturer. But what a great way to do it with this fantastic new technology, with a transparent TV, something that sounds almost sci-fi, right, when you're talking about it. And we combine that with some great new technology that we launched last year with wireless TV and basically combine those. So it's the world's first wireless 4K OLED transparent TV.
All right, we're going to get more into the wireless part in a moment, but for the real wow factor, I got to say, Jill, in all my years covering tech, I've never seen anything quite like this, and it does feel like I've stepped into the future when looking at this TV at CES in Vegas a few weeks ago. In fact, my video at CES about this TV was viewed more than 1.1 million times on Instagram alone. Thank you. Yeah. With more than 20,000 likes and more than 31,000 shares. So clearly people were just excited to see this virtually as I did in person. So talk to us more about the OLED T, which stands for transparent, about that design and what it looks like in terms of the viewing experience.
Yeah, so I was thinking about this before I came on, and it really, about a year ago, LG globally kind of took a step back and refocused on the customer. Because I think historically we've always had these fascinating technologies, but with LG putting the customer kind of before the technology and understanding what customers' use cases, regardless of what type of customer we're trying to appeal to, that really sets us up for a product that will actually bring out more value for that customer. And I think with the OLED T in particular, you can actually see the combination of beauty and elegance with the function and convenience and how it lends itself to a living space. So as you saw at CES, there isn't one version of this TV. It's actually multifaceted. So you have different orientations or different use cases depending on your living space. So as one example, let's say you're living in a bigger house with a wide open concept living space. We have one version that literally acts almost like a wall separation where the TV is complemented with this very beautiful, minimalist, almost like brass looking shelving that actually harnesses the TV itself. So when you're actively watching the TV, you can actually, as you would always watch normally, but then at the one click of a button, you have this screen that's behind the screen that literally pulls down, and that's what creates that transparent form factor. And at that point, we have some really cool concepts, applications within the TV that lend itself to that. So as an example, you can turn on an aquarium. So when you're not actively watching the TV, it's almost like you have an aquarium in your living space at that point.
Yeah, because you can see on the other side of the quote-unquote tank, like as
exactly.
If it was a real aquarium, but it's a television.
And then in that open form factor, that transparency keeps the spirit of having that beautiful open flow living space, right? So it doesn't block it, doesn't create a wall per se, but it acts like a nice complementary kind of like room division when you're not watching it. But then when you are watching the TV, it's going to turn into a beautiful picture quality OLED TV, as you would imagine.
When it's turned off, you can have it in transparent mode where you can see even sort of behind the TV and have it with nothing, or as you said, superimposed with some content like fish swimming around, like almost like augmented reality where it's layered on top of the real world, but there's something there that is on the television conversation piece. When you're sitting with friends, maybe you can have like a virtual fireplace or something like that. You could also have it with nothing on at all, and it just kind of blends into your room decor.
Yeah, I saw one version in the showroom at CES, actually, that the digital image on the screen was captured in such a way that it matched the exact texture and color palette of the wall. So it almost seemed like it was part of the wall when you're not watching it. As you saw, there were so many different ways. Like you could put some nice decor behind the screen and have it play into the theme and the vibe of the room,
yeah.
Like maybe some color matching or maybe like some music accessories, like a vinyl record or something like that. But then when you want to watch TV, to your point, press a button and this contrast screen, as we call it, kind of pulls up, and that's what creates that black and that contrast that we expect from picture quality, obviously.
Right. Then it turns into like a regular opaque TV where you can't see behind it. It adds to that contrast. Very cool. All right. So again, there's three modes. There's transparent, you know, when it's off. There's a semi-transparent, perhaps with digital information on top, kind of like an aquarium as an example. And then there's like full viewing experience, like an opaque TV. Very versatile. More with LG about this transparent TV when we return.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. Big box store body shops have come to our area. They contract with as many insurance companies as possible. They provide discounts for these referrals. This allows the insurance company to dictate the parts and repair process to ensure the lowest cost of repairs as possible. This is not in your best interest for your expensive investments. At Coachmaster, we work for our customer, not the insurance company. We have no obligation to cut parts prices or use inferior parts. We follow strict manufacturer repair guidelines. It's your choice and your choice alone where you choose to have your vehicle repaired. Coachmaster was established in Reading in 1969 and doing quality repairs in Reading for over 55 years. Coachmaster has proven to be your best choice for collision repair. And yes, it is your choice. Our friendly service and quality repairers will have you referring all your friends and family. And remember, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Do you come alive in the great outdoors? Do you love to hunt, fish, or cruise the lake every chance you get? See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. All you could possibly want or need to gear up for outdoors with over 150 exhibitors. From apparel to hunting, fishing, boating, camping, kayaking, mountain biking, off-road utility equipment, just to name a few. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium. Something for the whole family. Euro bungee, climbing wall, exhibitor demonstrations. Enjoy the beer garden with a variety of food. Win thousands in prize giveaways. $8 admission, 6 for seniors. 12 and under are free. Sunday we honor our veterans with our free admission all day. Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th. Go to www.readingsportsmansexpo.com for more information. Presented by Elwood Ranch, Pedigo Reading, Bridgeford, Garage Force, Crown Motors, and California Customs. See it all at the Reading Sportsman's Expo, April 6th and 7th at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak, this is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. We're learning about the LG wireless TV that's transparent as well. This garnered so much buzz at the recent Consumer Electronics Show that my one video alone on Instagram, a reel that I shot, a one-minute little clip, has been viewed now by 1.3 million people, 27,000 likes, and 40,000 shares. So that's pretty exciting on my end. They shared that clip with somebody else, so hence the 1.3 million views, and that's pretty good for me. I'm on social media quite a bit, TikTok and YouTube and Facebook, Threads, X, formerly Twitter and LinkedIn, but I don't usually get those kinds of numbers. But clearly, people are excited about a wireless and transparent TV that we are learning about now. We are chatting with Jill Pereira, senior go-to market manager at LG Electronics. We're learning all about the upcoming LG Signature OLED T, which I'll go on the record to say it won CES 2024. You know, Jill, whenever there's a new technology, though, some people may be concerned that it hasn't been sort of tested properly or anything like that. Just to be clear, and pun intended, LG had transparent TVs before, so this isn't brand new, but it is for consumers. Fair?
Yeah, keeping transparent with your listeners.
nice.
Yeah, so I personally have actually seen and used these on the commercial side at shows in the past, and it was one of those things that it developed and it just came to the point where it was time to bring it from the commercial space into the consumer space and into the homes of TV home entertainment enthusiasts.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, you know, talking about flexibility, Jill, and versatility, can we talk for a minute about the fact that this is a wireless TV as well, what that means? And is that similar to last year's M series TVs that we had you on the show to chat about in the fall?
Yeah, you're dead on. So it's a repurposed technology that started with M series from last year, and we've actually combined it with the transparent technology. And essentially what that is it removes everything from the physical TV itself with regards to USB ports, HDMI ports, optical ports, anything of that nature. And it separates it and it makes it more versatile so that especially with the OLED T, where it's not just a TV, it's really a combination of TV and like elegant minimalistic furniture. So you really want it to look as clean and free of cables as possible. So with that wireless box, all you need is essentially line of sight, and it could be pulled like 30 feet away is what we recommend to maintain the 4K resolution, 120 hertz refresh rate. But I've even seen it a little bit beyond that. But we recommend about 30 feet with line of sight, and you're perfectly clean of any wires on the TV itself, obviously outside of the power cable. So as long as you have a power source behind that TV, everything else can be migrated within 30 feet in line of sight. So gaming consoles, Blu-ray players, any of those things that you would in the past physically have to kind of consider the cable management and make it look clean, which is always difficult even with the shelving unit, we now kind of give you the flexibility to put that anywhere in the room.
And also I'll add cable boxes, because I know that some of our listeners, like, you know, the way that the cable comes into their home limits them sometimes on where they can place the TV, but that's not the case anymore. Yeah, you can put that the TV wherever you like, and then as long as you have it at least 10 meters away or about 30 odd feet, it can wirelessly transmit up to 4K video and audio to the television, and agreed, also connect your game console to it, and if you still have a Blu-ray or DVD player or something like that, any of your components. So it's got, again, reinforces that minimalist look. The Signature T will be known for because it's transparent, but also because it's wireless. The two seem to go hand in hand. Very cool.
One quick point for the techies that tune in. One thing that came to mind for me is typically there's these like cable purists. Like they feel like if I don't have a cable, the signal won't be as good. That's why a lot of people use HDMI cable as an example. But this has been so rigorously researched and engineered. It's on a different frequency, so there really isn't any other device that's working with that wireless signal. So there won't be any interference from like cell phones or modems or any other Wi-Fi device in your house. But in addition to that, from an audio solution standpoint, our soundbars now have something called Wowcast built in. So you don't need a physical HDMI cable to send through your like Dolby Atmos, for an example, or high resolution audio. That can also be completely wireless to this Zero Connect box. So that's a fantastic audio solution to complement that TV.
Well, that led nicely into my last question. I was going to ask you about the audio, because I did mention this is a great TV for social gatherings. You said it did have up to 4K support, and I would assume HDR, high dynamic range for better contrast, you know, even support for Dolby Vision, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
But wanted to ask you about Dolby Atmos and other audio. So you can have this TV on and enjoy it from, you know, just from a music standpoint.
Exactly. Yeah. And obviously it's versatile. You can pick and choose what solution you want to use, but for the person that wants to use it to its full kind of use case, which is completely wireless, we do have that wireless Wowcast technology built in so that you can kind of continue with that even into the audio solution part, not just the TV part.
Awesome, Jill. So, hey, for the folks at home listening to this or in their cars, where can we learn more about the LG Signature OLED T? And when do you think it will come out? I mean, that's a hard question to answer, but 2024 at least?
So there hasn't been a confirmed launch date, but to stay tuned with updates, I would go to lg.com/CES2024.
All right, lg.com/CES2024 to learn more about the LG Signature OLED T for transparent television and wireless as well. Jill, great to chat with you as always. Thanks so much for carving out some time to talk.
Yeah, thanks, Mark. That was great. Thanks for having me again.
Before we continue on with Tech It Out and chat with AtmosFi, a very popular social media platform for little short video reviews of restaurants and the like, I do want to give a shout out to Visa and thank them for their support on Tech It Out. Did you know that shoppers are 3 times more likely to enter an unfamiliar store if it displays a Visa logo? And customers are 5 times more likely to think a merchant is reputable. This is because Visa has invested billions over the years in fraud prevention. So you don't need to think twice about shopping at retail or online with your Visa card, nor should businesses be concerned about secure payments. Visa deploys advanced technology to ensure customer data is not vulnerable, no matter where the transactions take place. This includes tokenization, pioneered by Visa, as one part of the solution, which reduces the risk of identity theft. Because this technology replaces your cardholder info with a random alphanumeric code, so the merchant never sees your actual card number, yet still ensures a fast and secure transaction. To learn more about Visa's work in protecting you and your purchases, head on over to visa.com/security. That's visa.com/security. I'm your host, Mark Saltzman. Thank you for tuning in to Tech It Out. We're going to chat with AtmosFi in a moment, a company and app that lets you shoot little videos, reviews of places like restaurants. So it's kind of like Yelp meets Instagram or TikTok. And that way, before you even book a reservation, you can see what you're in for and if it's the ideal place for you. Maybe your date, because there's nothing worse than going to a restaurant that's lame, right? So AtmosFi, when we return on Tech It Out. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. 800-607-6864. That's 800-607-6864.
Representing the largest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra laptops bring generative AI to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it extends battery life significantly. More at intel.com/coreultra.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are 3 things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number 1, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number 2, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Tech It Out. No one wants to blow their hard-earned money on a lame restaurant, especially on a date, right? So we tend to look for reviews of places that we want to go before we book a reservation, of course. And if it's true a picture is worth a thousand words, then a video is worth a thousand pictures, which leads us to Atmosfy, a video review platform already spanning more than 10,000 cities. Joining us to tell us all about Atmosfy is Michael Ebel. He's founder and CEO of the company. Good to chat with you, Michael. Thanks for your time.
Hi, Mark. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Why don't we dive right in? At a high level, what is Atmosfy all about? And for our listeners, Atmosfy is spelled A-T-M-O-S-F-Y.
Yeah, Atmosfy is a video-first review platform, right? So we are revolutionizing the way that people discover experiences. Those have long been, you know, written reviews on platforms like Yelp or Google, right? And more recently, we know that, you know, younger folks and Gen Z are really enjoying the happenstance nature of video on TikTok. And so Atmosfy marries those concepts, right? Allows you to be able to browse through, you know, engaging 10-second videos and find experiences. It is located by cities, so every city has its own feed, and you can filter down and be able to find exactly what you're looking for across dining or nightlife or travel, really all experiences that are important, folks.
All right, so not just restaurants, which we'll get to more in a moment. But I did want to ask you, so I guess it's kind of like TikTok meets Yelp, if I may. So
yeah, I think it's a way to put it.
Okay, so it's been said good technology solves a problem. What's wrong with other apps that let you rate restaurants, like you mentioned Google or Yelp, or video-centric social media platforms that already exist, like Instagram or TikTok?
Yeah, it's a great question, and it's really what has sort of struck a chord with so many, you know, folks in our user base and is really propelling our growth. I think, you know, I was a bartender once upon a time, and I can tell you that, you know, the local review landscape can be tough for local businesses. It's a little bit of a sort of downward biased ecosystem. Sometimes folks, you know, are sort of incentivized to be able to kind of highlight the negative, and, you know, the positive sometimes goes unsung. And I think that paired with the fact that it's really tough to know at the end of the day if the folks that are leaving kind of anonymous reviews are like you, right? In terms of, does this person like the same things I do? And so, you know, when I was at Instagram, I really saw video as the opportunity to be able to disrupt that. If you were going to rebuild sort of a brand new approach to a review platform, you know, it would be really what we've done at Atmosfy, which would be video first and very socially injected. On the other side of the house, you know, thinking about people discovering, you know, experiences on TikTok, that's obviously, you know, very happenstance. Those platforms are built for high-level entertainment, and when you find something, it's great, but it's often a frustrating experience to try to drill down into your city and really find something specific that you're looking for, not just in sort of a random capacity, right? And so that is where Atmosfy marries a lot of the utility that you would find on a more traditional review platform with the social engagement that is so attractive on platforms like TikTok and Instagram.
Could you walk us through how it works? So like you said, it can be used for a restaurant or other businesses that you may want to check out. So you first download the app and then you do a search specifically for that restaurant you heard about or that museum or art exhibit or what have you?
Yeah, so the platform is segmented into a couple of different tabs. And so each city in the world, we're across 10,000 cities in more than 150 countries. And we've got local creators all over the world. And each city essentially has its own live feed. And that feed can be filtered by, you know, bar or restaurant or cuisine, whatever you're looking for. There's also a map that gives you more of a traditional kind of geocentric view, right, of your city and the ability to see what's happening and, you know, what's around you, right? From a sort of leaving review standpoint, right, we allow customers that are at establishments to really be creators and highlight a, you know, a 6 to 10 second video review of their experience, which allows them to be able to capture, memorialize their experiences and add them to their personal travel map, which then becomes shareable as well.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to ask you more about the incentive for leaving a video review at an establishment in a moment. So you're saying that you don't have to necessarily know where you want to go, like, you know, XYZ restaurant in Toronto or whatever. You can say the kind of cuisine, just to stick with that example of a restaurant, you can say the cuisine you're in the mood for and the city that you're in, and that's another way of looking at content on Atmosphy.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's part of the magic, right? There, you certainly can, you know, research a specific restaurant or a specific nightlife establishment if you want to, but part of what we heard from users in what was sort of broken early on is people want some ability of sort of happenstance discovery, right? The ability... Hey, I'm looking for something in this genre, but not exactly sure what I'm looking for. And that's kind of part of our secret sauce, is to be able to surface a bunch of great, viable options to the user and leave it up to them. Looks good.
We're chatting with Michael Ebel. He is founder and CEO of Atmosphy. That's Atmosfy. This is an app, presumably for both iOS and Android. We'll get to all that. To not just discover places to frequent, but to watch reviews of them with a video-centric approach. And I did want to ask you, and you sort of touched on this earlier, Michael, that often the reviews that people would leave, it's often only when they have a bad experience that they are compelled to share it. I mean, how do you incentivize people to leave a video review of, again, say a restaurant, it was an okay experience? Like, what's the incentive for them other than documenting their visit there? Does it have to be a polarizing experience in order for someone to leave a video review? Actually, Michael, apologies. Let's put a pin in that answer. We'll continue when we return on Tech It Out. We need to take a very short break. We are chatting with Michael Ebel. He is with Atmosphy, a popular video-centric social media platform. We'll be right back.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Just when you thought B&T Satellite only does satellite dishes, it's a fact. B&T Satellite makes TV easy. And now Doug's making Starlink Internet easy, too. Starlink Internet is often the only way to get connected, especially if you game, stream, or work from home. Most often, there's several devices connected to your Internet at one time, and that requires a great Internet connection. B&T Satellite is your choice for Starlink Internet, and now Starlink installation and setup. Call B&T Satellite for your Internet installation today, 241-3474. You'll always get the best Dish TV and DirecTV packages from B&T Satellite. But did you know Doug can set up your smart home devices, including cameras? Just call Doug at B&T Satellite, 241-3474. Don't call the 800 number. Call B&T Satellite today, 241-3474. For your home custom theater installation, for TV wall mounts, smart home devices, and everything satellite and internet, Doug makes satellite easy. Doug makes internet easy. Doug makes TV easy. Call B&T Satellite, 241-3474.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi friends, RC here, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, the Diesel Vintage. A smooth burn, a perfect draw, and flavor for days. This is what an expertly crafted Parejo from the farms of A.J. Fernandez offers us. The Diesel Vintage is everything we seek in a fine and exceptional cigar experience. Get yours today at Tobacco & Brew, Redding, California.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Are one, you know, to support local businesses. I think coming out of the pandemic, people are keenly aware of how difficult it's been for local businesses, and this offers the opportunity to sort of give them a tip, right? To take a video and say, I had a good experience. I want to put this on the map. I want to share this with someone else, right? And sort of support that business. So that's one. And the second is this notion that we sort of term it Atmosfy as the passport stamp effect, which is the fact that, you know, people go places and a lot of people are taking great videos already that are really just living and dying on your camera roll. They don't have a great place to post them unless you're, you know, a hardcore food blogger that's, you know, sort of doing that for a living, right? And so this provides a vehicle to be able to capture that experience, put it on your map, reflect on it, share it with friends, and provide value to the community. And so those are the two main reasons that people are so incentivized to post and support businesses.
And hey, maybe if it's a good review, the restaurant will be happy, and the next time you go there, you'll get a free drink or something.
There you go.
You always hear about stuff like that. What's next for you, Michael, and Atmosfy?
Yeah, I think, you know, the platform is continuing to invest in just making it easier and easier to be able to discover experiences and also to build hyperlocal, you know, city level connection, right? That and helping people through shared experiences be able to foster connection. We know that's a big want from people, especially coming out of the pandemic, that there's a loneliness epidemic and all of that. And Atmosfy provides the ability to, in some sense, meet other people in your city and see what they're doing through their experiences. And so continuing to make sure that the platform provides connection at the city level.
Yeah, I never even thought about that. It could be a matchmaking platform as well. Can you follow somebody on Atmosfy and see where they just had dinner and sort of reach out to them, or is that not what it's built for?
Yeah, so it essentially layers a social graph, you know, on top of it now. So you can see where your friends are going and get updates where your friends have been. You can follow folks and be able to follow specific, you know, people in your city that sort of share your tastes. And so, you know, that on our roadmap is something that we're continuing to dive into. We also are partnering with large celebrities like Kygo, who's an investor of ours, to be able to give large giveaways and say, you know, we're an experience-based product and we want to provide world-class experiences for our user that they can participate in and win. And so there's a lot of sort of fun ancillary things that we're adding to the product to continue to enrich the user experience.
Great. And then finally, where can we learn more?
Yeah, Atmosfy.io. We're live, obviously, on the web, and you can head to the App Store, check us out on iOS, or head to the Google Play Store if you're on Android.
All right, great. Michael, Ivo, great to talk to you. Thanks so much for chatting with us today. All the best. Thank you.
Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're almost out of runway here on a new episode of Tech It Out. Hope you've enjoyed it with the three different guests that we had this hour. I do want to give a shout out to Intel. Thank you for being the title sponsor on this program. Intel Core Ultra processors represent the biggest shift in Intel CPU design in more than 40 years. They've added generative AI capabilities, kind of like ChatGPT or Google Gemini, but to the laptop itself. So that makes accessing your data, your own personal data, faster and more secure than leveraging the cloud, because you're not sharing this information with anyone else online. You can get immediate results by asking your computer something specific, like when is my next Zoom call, or where are my wedding photos, and so on, because it combs through all of your applications and files. Very cool. The AI PC is here. More is at intel.com/coreultra. And speaking of computers, and at the risk of sounding preachy, don't forget to regularly back up your important files, just in case something happens, fire, flood, theft, a nasty virus. Yes, I do leverage the cloud, but you don't get a lot of it. And if you do want to pay, then you have to sign up for a monthly subscription. And once you stop paying, then you're without your data. So I like a reliable, fast, and high-capacity offline or local storage solution, and I always trust my data with Western Digital and SanDisk. Western Digital makes external hard drives great for tons of files for those digital pack rats out there, like up to 20 terabytes of data on a single drive. And then SanDisk has solid-state drives, which is more flash memory, an SD card or a USB thumb drive. That's great for short-term access and transfers between devices, much faster, no moving parts, so it's more reliable. So head on over to WesternDigital.com or SanDisk.com for more. Hey, have a great rest of your day, everyone, and I look forward to catching up with you next weekend for another episode of Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at Ultimate Sales Machine.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.